Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Dave Moore. It's Today FM. I got Darren Conway and Joseph McGuckin with me. The lads will know you as Stall It.
Yeah.
The name
yeah.
of your podcast.
That's the alter ego.
Talk to me about the podcast. Where, like, because what even is it?
That's a very, very good question.
You know what
David,
I mean?
David Moore.
We're still trying to figure out what Stall It is, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, when we sit down to record the podcast, we don't really know where it's going to end.
Mm. Or start.
do you have a plan? Genuinely going into an episode, do you know, okay, we've got part one, part two, part three, or are you just going, hey, Joe, how are you down? Let's hit record.
Exactly like that, isn't
really?
It?
Really?
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. I mean,
we could have a chat about, like, will we talk about this or that or blah, 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 and then yeah. it spirals into a conversation that leads into another conversation and it just goes where it wants, kind of.
Yeah. We both have very curious minds. And when you're curious about something, you can get deep into it. You can it's really a tool to dig into any sort of subject.
I have to be really interested in it, though.
Right.
For me not to go, there's a fly on the wall.
I'm glad you brought up flies, because I do want to play a clip.
No way.
From the podcast, right? And you see, I love your curious minds, but I just want to be sure that you're basing your curiosity findings in reality, right? So have a listen to this, right? So this is from one of the episodes.
The cobwebs in my ma's attic are so big. There'd have to be a tarantula up there. Cobwebs are just dust. No, but these are like spider web cobwebs.
Yeah, cobwebs are just dust.
Cobwebs are like spiders' cobwebs.
That's spider webs. Cobwebs are just dust.
If I seen a spider's web, I'd say, look at that cobweb. Oh, no.
A cobweb is just dust and dirt in the corner that builds up into strings of like dust and dirt. That's a cobweb is not made from spiders. A spider web is made from spiders.
A cobweb.
Cobweb is not.
You see, I love these kinds of conversations that just go wherever they go. But, Joe.
Yeah.
You couldn't be more wrong, mate.
There's no way it can be a spider web.
I think
it's
should,
one string.
Just for a second, right? Cobwebs.
Yes.
Are proteinaceous spider silk extruded from the spinnerets of a spider.
Do you have this written down?
Am I looking like I'm reading it?
Actually, Joe, to be honest, that is the definition.
And here's the thing, a cobweb is just an abandoned spider home. So your ma's attic is actually a ghost estate.
Wow.
Think about that for a minute.
I'm not even paying rent.
No.
Oh, the spiders are there.
I'm freaked out.
Rent free.
So cobwebs are just old spider homes. They were webs.
It's just one string. One really lazy spider that wasn't arsed building a full web.
At one point it was a full web, but then as the spider left and didn't look after the home, like if you didn't vacuum your floors or polish your fridge or whatever you do.
Polishing the fridge.
You'd be struggling. And after a couple of weeks, your gap would look like it was just one string. Do you know what I mean?
That's what happens when you don't clean your house. It just turns into a cobweb.
Your whole gap is a podcast. You're taking the show, though. You're making it into a live show.
Yeah.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
So when, where, and how? So when's it going to happen?
April 6th in Vicar Street. And how? Again, we have some stuff planned.
Mm.
So we think we know how it's going to go. But just like the last few shows we've done, it just spirals into madness and chaos. And we think we have, you know, you have a start point, but you don't have an end point, and you just enjoy the journey. It's
you
madness.
Have the topics and whatever happens on the night within them.
The audience get a chance to kind of, you know, add to the chaos?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are the chaos.
Right.
They are the chaos. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's totally engaging.
So I remember last time, just done a random Sue on the stage and they loved it, so I just kept doing it.
Yeah, that was like the whole second half.
Every like 5 minutes was like, there's a Sue.
He was wrecked.
I love about, you know, any show like this, like, you know, and I've done comedy shows and Vicar Street and places like that, like, I love about the fact is that you can have a plan, but something like that Sue just happens and you go, well, I'm going to still keep the plan, but I'm going to try some Sue's and see what
you have to go with the crowd.
You have to go with the crowd.
They're interested in.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing.
You have to feed the mob. Give them what he wants.
Tickets.
Mob mentality.
Tickets where and how?
Ticketmaster and with cash money, or you can
Revolut.
If I see you on the street,
a few quid. Yeah. Message us on Instagram.
Would you be like under the, like, would you be underselling Ticketmaster if I met you on the street? Like, would it be cheaper?
It might be more expensive, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got
to. Oh, because I'm meeting you in person, so it's like a meet and greet.
Yeah. We sign it and then
do a sue. Darren will give you a sue.
Do a sue.
That will cost you.
That is fair.
Price just keeps going up.
Darren and Joe's Free Gaff. It's a bloody TV show. Again, presume that was on the list. Podcast, go to the Oscars, get a TV show, yeah?
All of them.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's been on the vision board.
With our fingers crossed.
How? Because Joe, like, I've seen you do so much stuff, you know, acting and different bits over the years. Darren, obviously, you've got your Instagram. And you've been, that's kind of where I certainly got to know you first. Mm-hmm. But how do you combine those two sets of experiences and abilities and turn it into a successful TV show that's nominated for an award?
Three
awards. He's got it all planned out.
We haven't won any yet, though, so let's not run ahead of ourselves.
Great to be nominated.
Yeah, but how do you sit down then and go, okay, I know what Darren does, I know what Joe does, and like, we know what each other. Like, how do you turn that into an actual TV show? And do you need other people around you?
Well, when we started working together, we done sketches. We collaborated first of all and just done sketches for ourselves for our social media, and then we started working on the sketch show for RTE.
Yeah,
and it worked really well because then we had money to make these sketches and make them longer and add storylines to them, and it worked really well because Darren has a real surreal style of comedy, and I feel like I was able to put some shape and structure or storyline to him. Yeah, and I think it worked really well, and then we had another show called Bandwagon, which was more factual entertainment a different.
Yeah, on the RT Player, 2 episodes, and that just the other day got nominated for an RTS award.
No
as well,
way!
So.
Yeah. Four awards potentially. One none yet. Four nominations.
Great to be nominated.
It's great to be nominated. Absolutely. Joe, I saw a great picture of you with a jacket where you had all your sponsors on your jacket.
I am a filthy, filthy sellout.
This is astounding. You need to see this picture. Is it still on your social media?
It is, yes.
Yeah, go check Joe McGuckin out and see the picture of him with, who was on it? There was Five Lamps.
Oh,
beer. There was Burger King. Chadwick's, yeah. Burger King.
Granby, PlayStation. Yeah, I don't even know.
You see, because a lot of influencers are getting hassled now from the revenue for not declaring, whereas you've gone and put your sponsors on a jacket. You don't even need hashtag ad on a post.
And they're not even on to them.
No, they're not even on to them. No, he's doing it for the
love. I fly under the radar. I'm hiding in plain sight, Dave. I'm hiding in plain sight. That's
what
I'm
obvious.
Doing.
It's too obvious. They're like, there's no way.
No, there's no way. Right, quick fire round before you go, lads. You can both answer. One you can answer. What are you currently obsessed with, Darren?
Eating.
Eating what?
Crisps.
Really?
Yeah.
The ones that you shout at, or any kind of crisps?
Yeah, Hunky Dory's.
Yeah. Specifically,
yeah.
Look, Darren's also a sellout.
I was going to say, he's a sellout, but at least you're honest about it, Joe. He's trying to pretend he's obsessed with crisps. He's only trying to get the plug in for the crisp brand.
There's probably loads of things I'm obsessed with, but you just put me on the spot there, so I'm just going to say that.
Oh, I always do that.
Yeah.
Joe, who's the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone?
Yeah.
Baz Ashmawi.
He's pretty famous.
Baz Ashmawi, I think. Yeah.
He is famous.
Top notch.
And he's only recently gone into my phone book.
He won an Emmy. There's an award.
He always reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll always love
Baz won an Emmy. I'm like, he did.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll text him at 4 a.m. and say, "Here, do you know Baz won an Emmy?"
Tell me that. Actually.
Go back to when you were both in school, about 8 years old. Were you in different schools? I presume you were you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what were you in, Darren?
St. Canice's Boys National School in Finglas.
Yeah, and Joe?
O'Connell's Primary School.
Okay.
North O'Connell's.
Yeah, I'm not in both. Did you have lunch boxes?
No.
Yes.
No, and yes. But did you get like lunch in school?
No.
But you just didn't eat?
I just had like random like sandwiches floating around the bottom
of
my bag.
Oh, in the bottom of your bag. Okay. I thought you...
I had a moist school bag.
Right.
I had a soggy bottom school bag with
what
like
kind of
jam.
Stuff, was it jam sandwiches?
Jam sandwiches. Maybe like you get a cheese sandwich or, you know, whatever's lying at the bottom of the fridge.
Any crisps in there?
No crisps, no.
Specific brands or crisps. Yeah. And Darren, what about you? You did have a lunchbox, so what was in it?
I did. I can remember having a Star Wars The Phantom Menace lunchbox.
Oh, nice. Did it have a flask as well, or was it just a lunchbox?
I think there was a flask. Jar Jar Binks' head on it or something.
A flask?
Like, yeah, it was pretty middle class, yeah.
And then what was in the lunchbox? Can you remember it and you brought in?
Ham and cheese, sandwiches, crisps, maybe a bar of chocolate, a biscuit.
But any particular bar or biscuit?
Petit Filou.
Yeah. Right.
Forest Fruits.
Nice. That's a good shout.
Maybe on a Friday you might get a Dairy Lunchable if you're good.
Yeah, you had to be good during
petit
the week.
Petit Filou sounds so fancy because it's French.
True.
It's just like a tubby yogurt. Mm. A petit filou.
Yeah, it's like Cuisine de France. Oh, it's just like bread from Spar.
Are you guys now getting more brand mentions in? I know exactly what you're doing. Final question I ask all my guests, because I don't. So I'll ask both of you can answer. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
No.
Yeah.
I can't bend down with that far. I can't touch my toes.
Yeah.
Have you not got a floofah?
It's not a floofah.
What's
it called? A loofah.
A loofah. Have you not got a loofah?
I tell you what I'm talking about. I do like floofah.
I'm petty for loofahs.
Do not wash yourself with them. Lads, thank you so much for coming in. Install a podcast out everywhere you get your podcast. And then, of course, you've got the live show April 6th, Vicar Street. Best looking all the awards.
Bang the table one more time.
Yes.
See you, lads.
Yes.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.